Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Hour. We're glad to have you here this afternoon. I have some guests here, but they'll be here a little late, and we are going to get started. We are going to dedicate this to National Women's and Female Month. This is National Women's and Female Month. So all you females out there, we got some entrepreneurs here. Two great young ladies, we want you to call in and talk to them and tell them and ask them what you need. And they're going to help you, and we're going to try to help you to become that great entrepreneur that you desire. And right now, we have a program. Bobby has it already. He's going to let you know what this show is all about, so I don't have to do a whole lot of talking. If you got it, Bobby, let it go.
Let's go. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right, we are back. And right now I have Miss Angel here with me. She's sitting here on the other side of me, and we're going to call on her and ask her to tell you a little bit about herself and what she do in life as one of the greatest women in this National Women Month, on doing this International Women Month. So, Miss Angel, how are you this evening?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am just fabulous and fine to have you sitting here on the other side of me. I'd like to know, tell the radio orders what you do and a little bit about yourself, and we can move forward.
I am a mother of five amazing, wonderful, beautiful children, all in which have aspiring businesses that they have started as well. I have a residential and commercial cleaning company. My mom, she hired me at 11 and groomed me into this phase where I am today. 8 years ago, I started my own cleaning company, in which I've grown to be a very successful five-star cleaning company in Tampa Bay. My cleaning standards are: we clean your home as if it were our own.
Hey.
We do the most in a very good way.
Well, that's great. That is outstanding.
Yes.
I read a little bit about your flyer that you gave me, and from what I can tell, you're at the top almost. You are something else. That's great.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell the audience, what's the BDSD stand for?
Bust Down, Scrub Down Cleaning Services.
And you do it all.
Yes, we bust it completely down in your home.
All right, then. We're going to find out I have a good friend who I kind of love very dearly, and she's a Dr. Edwards, and she told me about a cleaning lady that she had, and I said, well, I got to find somebody to take a look at my pad and see if they can spruce it up and help me out so it can look good. So I'm going to consider you so
Thank
that
you.
We know and be able to pass a tip on how great you are.
Yes.
And that you have a great company, and that I see also... You say you got your kids also in the cleaning also?
I do. Unfortunately, my children have their own businesses. My son, he is the sous chef. And my daughter, she took over my hair braiding business, in which I retired from in 2020. But they do actively help me with the business because we have what's called Kid Clean Camp.
Uh-huh.
So they go inside of the client.
Oh, right there. On this Kid Clean Camp, what do you do? I mean, do... That you teach them the cleaning, you have them, is this just your kids or is this camp for any kids?
Camp for any kids. So a lot of times when my clients see my children coming to the home, we disperse. So we go amongst ourselves and we're cleaning in different areas of the home. So they're noticing how my children actively play their role with cleaning. So they were curious as to getting my children to help their children keep the home clean. So I came up with Kid Clean Camp. It started in my home around COVID, but it did put a halt to it with, you know, just being inside of the home and the precautionary measures we had to take. So now we go into the client's home, and it's better because the area that needs attention, that's the area where we hold.
Must be talking about my house.
Yeah, your house too. We have adult clean camp as well. Not I just got, kid clean
I
camp.
Some, I have some teenagers in my house now. I know,
okay.
I know what I need. So, but go ahead.
Yes, but it's an amazing camp. It's 101. We had it in a classroom setting, had about 6 to 10 kids.
Oh, yeah?
But the one-on-one is more personable because you can really find out, you know, the root, what's the issue with the child. And I encourage parents, you know, we can teach your child Kid Clean Camp, but if the child sees you not putting your shoes up, not hanging up your jacket where it belongs,
Amen
and you're just
that.
Being lazy as well, they're going to regress back to those old ways.
Well, that is outstanding.
Yes.
What is your procedure for picking up kids into your camp? I mean, do they have to sign up with you, or do they have a registration you do? Or?
Honestly, we don't have any sign up. It basically came from my clients observing my children and requesting that my children help their children. And they were saying it in a joking way, but it started for me. I had to teach my children how to keep the home clean because I refused to be the one that cleans the house, and then I'm cleaning clients' home. So Kid Clean Camp started at my house, and I retired myself 8 wonderful years ago, and I don't do anything really inside of the home but toss things that are left where they shouldn't be, and that doesn't happen too often.
Okay, my second guest is here.
All right, let's take
a break there, Bobby, so I can get her in also. And we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I got the cleaning lady here. She's looking for some more houses to clean. Stay put. Go, Bobby. Money back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, 3-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Back. Sorry, Bobby. We go back now. We're
no
back
worries.
Live.
You got Miss D on the line as well.
You got Miss D on the line as well. Tell Miss D, hang on. We'll be right back, and we're going to chat with her in a few minutes. Right now, we're going to bring back our guest star already, Miss Angel.
Hello.
Hello. You can't do that. Gotta hide it.
We got Miss D. Oh, there she is. There's Miss D. Yep.
Oh, yes. Oh, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Miss D.
Mr. Dukes, it's an awesome pleasure to see you and your beautiful guest, Miss Angel. I don't believe that she has told you all. She's extremely talented.
Well, we're not finished with her yet, Miss D.
Be sure to have her tell you about her phenomenal photography. She takes pictures that make you want to jump and say, oh, that's me.
Okay.
Her pictures come alive. She is just about the most, I can't tell you about all of her children and all of their businesses, but please let her tell you about all of them.
She's already mentioned that and told us that she already has a cleaning camp for kids. So
yes, but that's not all.
I know.
Each one of her children
are
endowed with great, great talents on their own.
I just want to know.
So don't miss out on that now, Miss Angel. Don't you be shy.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to know if she can handle the two that I have.
Oh, Lord. Well, I think that she can.
All right, then. We're going to move forward from there. We're going to go on.
And I'm going to let y'all do that.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You can call back. Anytime.
Yes, sir. You be blessed, Miss Angel.
Thank you.
And don't you be shy now.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So, Miss Angel, I was back asking you about the kids' palace, the kid camps. Mm-hmm. What all do you have to go through to get kids, parents have to go through to get their kids in your cleaning? But you made the comment that they don't have to do anything because when they watch you and your parents and the parents do, they are willing to join in and want to do also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got two birds I want you to look at.
Okay.
See if you can make those two birds fly.
Okay.
They're not flying too high.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Bobby, can you give me another break? I need to find my other guest.
I can certainly do that.
Here. All right. Let me see if I can locate my guest. She's lost.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
All I was doing was making it easy for the cleanup woman to get my man's love. Oh yeah. Just making it easy for the cleanup woman to get my baby's love. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
What I'm talking about, ain't nobody stopping these ladies. These ladies are here in the studio with me. This is Women Month. And I got two of the best ladies I know of in the studio right now. I've introduced you to Angel. Now I want to introduce you to the tow truck owner, Miss Shea.
And the healthcare.
And healthcare. By the way, you hear all that clapping going on?
That's for both of you.
There you go for Women Month. Ms. Shea, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the world out here. We're covering a pretty good area now.
Okay.
Don't be bashful.
Okay, my name is Ron Shea, and they call me Shea. I have a healthcare agency where we take care of kids and adults with disabilities. And then I have a mechanic shop. And then we have a tow truck company as well.
That's how I met Ms. Shea. She was towing into a friend of mine's shop that I hang out with sometimes. And so she has a great business. I'm trying to help her boost it on up, get to the top. And her and Angel has something in common. So when I need a tow truck driver, I call Shay. Now that's that I know I got a...
Entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, right there. Entrepreneurs.
Yep. That's what it's all about. We help each other. So now
living proof right there.
Very, and color.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you. But also along that same line, Ms. Shea, give us a little bit about how you become an entrepreneur. I'm trying to help somebody out there, especially our young females. Now, Ms. Angel has given us a good synopsis of hers, but I know you've got something to tell as well. How you went there, what gave you the encouragement, what you thought made it would be worth your time. Let's start with the tow truck business first. Then we can go to the hair care second.
Yeah. With the tow truck company, you know, it made me want to do it because you see a lot of people on the side of the road and they have to wait so long for a tow truck company to come get them. So that what motivated me to open up my tow truck company.
Just that alone?
Yeah, and it's called Age of Love Towing.
Age of Love Towing. You know, when I was fully in business, we had another female tow truck company in Tampa. And you're the only one I know of now. Maybe another one, but I only know of you. And it was called Hey Girl. I don't know if you ever heard of her.
The one off of Hillsborough, like 43rd?
Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah. You know, she passed away.
Yeah.
She had a heart attack. But, I mean, it's not a lot of females that actually handle tow company. You got a lot of females that do the booking, you might say. They do the call in and receive the calls, and they book the calls out to other people. But, you know, you do it all.
But I actually get out there.
You actually get out there and hook up a car. She'll hook it up.
That's what we like to hear.
And that's what I'm talking about. let the young ladies out there know that it can be done.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to stop us now.
No.
We are moving on.
And it's
on.
Easy. It look manly, but, I mean, it's just all about you wanting to make sure that your business is taken care of. So, you know, you're going to do it because you're going to make sure that, you know, your business is up and running. And you have a lot of people out here that don't want to work.
Well, so, can I ask you a question? What would you say to other young ladies that want to be in that type of business?
I just feel like whatever you want to do.
Come close to the mic.
Whatever you want to do, go out there and do it. Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you want to do. I got my healthcare agency, and we take care of kids and adults with disability. But again, it was something that was my passion. Everything that I do is a passion of mine. So it makes me more motivated to do it because it's something that I want to do. So you have to find something that you really, really want to do. And if you really want to do that, then it'll be more successful because it's something that you want to do versus something that you just trying to get your hands on because you feel like it makes money.
How long you been in the tow business?
I want to say about 3 years now.
About 3 years. So you're still young at it. Well,
yes.
have you ever had in the past, even the future, any young ladies coming to you wants to be know how to get in the tow business?
No.
You have any men's?
Always.
Always
men's.
So that's a good thing. I was just curious because, like I say, it's pretty competition out there, I know, as far as the men. And when I was told that you was a female that had a tow company, I said, well, let me throw my business her way. And that's what I did when I was in business with Hey Girl. She was a real, at that time, she was real popular. Miss Angel, I have to come back to you. Do you have any followers or any that wants to be what you have, want to do what you do, wants to train these kids to do what they do, what your kids are doing?
Yes, I started Cleaner Connect back up recently in March. I was doing business with bosses last year, but of course COVID just put a damper on a lot of those things. So Cleaner Connect is a hub for cleaners, and we all connect and we grow. I remember starting Cleaner Connect on Facebook and reaching out to cleaners, and they were just wondering why I want to be their friend and, you know, what exactly I wanted to do with them. And I just made it my aim to bridge the gap and let them know that, you know, if you're in the same business as me, we can still do business together.
True.
So our hub has grown. We had a great turnout this March, Cleaner Connect. We held it at Wright's Bakery. We had about 16 people that came out. And we had Mr. Gregory Spearman with the City of Tampa that talked with us about just registering our business and becoming MBE certified. So it was a very informative topic and outcome.
We got to get you in the picture, Miss Hayes. You got to move closer so I can get you in there.
Okay.
Come around a little bit. People want to see you. They can't
see.
Now,
they can't see me.
Now they can see.
Hey.
There you go. Take that mic with you.
Take the mic with you. This is Women Month, so we're going to give y'all the benefit of the doubt. We're going to keep you. Nobody else wants you. All right. That is great. So, what do you propose for the future?
I propose for the future shifting gears and being a business owner, because right now I'm a business operator because I still work my business.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with working my business, but I've outgrown this sector in my business. I'm fully knowledgeable. We're a 5-star cleaning company. We clean your home as if it were our own. So I know that there's things for me beyond this, and that's where I'm ready to go. I'm going to Tampa International Airport on the 23rd. So I will hopefully collaborate within that sector and build on the commercial side.
Okay. How do you say? We got time? Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Still I reach my highest ground.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money here.
That's sweet. Everybody's been waiting
for
it.
We are in the month of Women Month and Female Month. So let's talk about women, find out how much money they are trying to accumulate and what they have done in the past that might turn somebody's heads out there. Wants to be a tow truck driver, or may want to be a health care, or they may want to be a cleaner, whichever one fit their fancy, as we say. Starting with you, Ms. Shay. Give them a little bit on financial side. We don't expect you to tell how many millions you done made already. We just want to give a little basic that what to look forward to.
It's good money in the towing. Again, you just have to be very ambitious about it. It's good money in the healthcare agency that I work with as well. Contracted with APD. So it's good money in that as well. You just have to love what you do. We deal with kids and adults with disabilities, and they have behaviors, and you know, they have different personalities, and we go through change with them. So again, even if in that field, you have to want to do that as well. When I started working with APD clients, or we call them consumers, I was 18 years old and I was working in a behavior focused group home. So with that being said, that let me know that that was something that I wanted to do, because I was able to have that hands-on experience. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's really good money, but you got to love what you do, because you're dealing with, like I said, different personalities, behaviors. They may hit you, they may spit on you, but listen, if it's something that you want to do, you're going to make sure that you do a good job, and you're going to take care of them anyway, because they still need people to take care of them regardless of the different experiences that you may have with them, rather it's good or bad, or you know, up and down. So and then with my mechanic shop, we have a mechanic shop off of Broadway and Orange Road. And y'all come and see us. We'll make sure we get y'all a good deal on fixing your cars. We do everything. Again, that's Orange Road and Broadway. And make sure you look for Shay or Lou.
Well, you can give them your website or your phone number if you want to do that. We allow you to do that.
So if you want to get in contact with us, you call 813-640-7139. And that will be the mechanic shop information. Again, that's 813-640-7139, and we're on Broadway and Orange Road. With the healthcare agency as well, we always hiring.
Okay, can I stop you there?
Okay.
You made the statement when you came on the air that you was tired of seeing vehicle sitting side of the road waiting on tow service to come. And I have been in that position myself. And what is your response time?
We try to get to you within 30 minutes. A lot of other tow truck companies, they tell you an hour. So we try to get you in and get to you within 30 minutes so that you're not waiting for a long period of time. You know, it's hot out there.
Especially
it's most definitely
Florida.
Hot.
Especially in Florida now. I know.
So we want to get to you as soon as possible. So our wait time is like less than 30 minutes.
Okay, that's real good. Do you offer mechanic repair on the road?
Yes, so if you need repair, we can take you to our shop and get your vehicle serviced at our mechanic shop. Or you can take it wherever you want. We try to work with you as prices with prices as well, because we know that everybody don't have a lot of money, but they still need towing, and they don't want to be stuck on the side of the road. So we try to help you with that as well.
All right. Well, y'all heard Ms. Shea offering you her towing service, which is outstanding service. I can vouch for that. So if you need it, please give her a call. Look up the lady with the tow truck that can take you and move you wherever you need to be moved to. Now, Ms. Shea, we're going to allow you to tell us about your hair care business.
Health care. So
it's health care, not hair care.
No. So the health care agency, again, that's when we deal with kids and adults with disabilities, as well as we do private pay for people that just may need services, companionship or lighthouse cleaning and stuff like that. So we are licensed to come out there and service you in your home as well, or take you to doctor's appointments and all that good stuff. And again, we work with prices as well with that, because again, you know, a lot of people don't have insurance, and then a lot of people don't have a lot of money. So we don't want you to not be able to be taken care of or get the services that you may need. So we try to help you with financial situations as well.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. You're almost in the same field as Miss Angel is.
Yeah.
You got some also going across, y'all doing a cross cut here. And that's great. That's fabulous. That's because we have a lot of people that are in need of those services, and we don't have a way to get. So you're not really an Uber then. You are actually a health care business.
Yes.
You are providing a service for those that need to be served.
Yes.
And how do they get that service? Is that under the same phone number? Do we have a different numbers for that service?
And we do. So that number will be 727-563-4347 or 813-490-6233. And one of my ladies in the office will be glad to help you with that.
Could you repeat that numbers again?
727-563-4347.
Okay. And you gave an 813 number?
813-490-6232.
3262.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Ms. Shea, that's very outstanding. You give a lot of information there, and that is great. So, do you have a website?
Yes, so it'll be under Aja, A-J-A-A, Love Care, Inc.
And does that also apply for the tow truck company? Does it have a different website, or are they all both on the same website?
No, but the mechanic shop is on Google, so you can find us on Google, and that'll be AJAA, Love Automotive, and 24-Hour Tire Services.
Okay. So I need a job next week, and I apply?
Most definitely.
Ms. Angel, back to you. You got such a great... You know, I'm really impressed by your flyer that you put out.
Thank you.
You know, now, I met this young lady at a political meeting. Didn't no idea who she was, and a friend of mine that was with me didn't tell me who she was until we was at another political meeting just a few days ago. Uh-huh. And then she introduced me to her, and I says, you need to come and be on my show. She said, I'll be glad to come. I said, all right, come on over on Thursday evening. We do an Entrepreneur Hour show, which this is it. And then it hit me and gave me the thought. I said, well, why not do a women and a female show during the month of Women Month? And this is great. I am very appreciative to have you two here. Miss A, do you have any additional phone numbers you'd like to give out or anything you want to say to the audience?
So I just want to correct you. That was actually a public forum for the parks.
Yes, it was a public forum. Oak Park.
Yes, Oak Park.
That's right. Choose parks
for our children and have a view and a say on that.
I was upset when I left there, too.
Well, hopefully it's beautiful. I think it will be.
Well, I think it would be beautiful, but the idea is you don't bring three drawings and ask elderly people to select one, and they don't know what you're talking about, and then you're directing them at the board with a, what you call it?
A pointer.
And they still can't see it.
So, I know.
A tiny little red dot up there.
Yeah, you know, they got a little dot up there and this dot, and then when it's all over, they say, well, what did he talk about?
Yeah.
So, anyway. That's political. We don't want to get into that.
Yes.
But anyway, back to you.
So I can be reached at 813-850-1521. Again, 813-850-1521. We're also on Facebook, all social media platforms. 100% of my clients have come from social media. They have been very good to me, very instrumental in building my business. In addition to the Kid Clean Camp, we also have a Hire to Retire program where we go into the home and we help families, mainly husband, wives, to build succession within the family. A lot of times the husband or the wife is just at wit's end and they're ready to call quits. So we go in and we build a plan and a schedule for them to follow. Again, it's all collectively, the family has to work together. You know, mom can't be doing the most, dad's not doing anything, and the kids are just sitting there watching. So collectively, the entire family works together to build the succession. And again, it started with me. My house was being ran totally by me with my five kids, and I was doing a great job, but I had to, you know, take a step back and self-pedestal me, because I'm a single mom and I take very good care of my kids, but I obligated them. So the Hire to Retire came and started in my home. So I fired myself and I hired my kids, and for the past 8, going on 9 years, they have been successfully keeping my house clean, and they do not have no choice.
I swear, I hear that, and I believe in that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I love it. But you know,
yes.
The thing is that what you've done and to do where you are now, and I just say, Casey, nothing but kudos to you.
Thank you.
It just amazed me. Probably 3 or 4 years ago before my wife passed, if I had met you, she'd have probably had you in her house. But now it's my house, so I still have to have somebody to do it. So
yes.
But anyway, that is great. That is just fantastic, Miss.
Thank you.
I don't know you, but I'm proud of you as well.
Thank you.
And Miss Shea, I'm proud of you.
You're proud of us.
I'm proud of you ladies. I'm serious. I don't own the show, but my cohort, if y'all want to come back again,
absolutely.
I'll be glad to come and host the show if
great.
You're allowed.
I'd like to put something out there as well.
Go right ahead. This is your opportunity.
So my mom, she take care of the homeless. She's been doing it for a couple of years, and she wanted me to give her a shout out.
Well, I do that.
My mom, homeless foundation is called All Rise Foundation for the homeless. And she feed them. She go out there, feed them. She give them clothes. She give them personal hygiene. And her goal is to be able to give like showers to everyone. You know, so that they can look nice and they can have a good day. Because, you know, once you be able to take a shower and you able to put on clothes, it give you a better feeling.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and it make you feel better to go out there and try to better yourself. Not saying that everybody will take the advantage, but a lot of people just missing that. They don't have a place to stay, or they don't have the right clothes to go out there and get them a job. So my mom, she does that. So, you know, her name is Zandra Early.
How you spell that?
Zandra Early, Early. And it's most definitely her passion to take care of the homeless.
What's her Cash App?
What's her?
She's on Facebook, All Rise Foundation.
I'm not a Facebook man. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, maybe I can help her out next time.
You got to text me or call me.
Okay.
But I'm willing to do something for her.
Okay.
To her sister.
She'll appreciate that. She'll most definitely appreciate that. But anybody, I can get more
anybody
information
we
about
have
it.
In my, anybody we have in this city or anywhere trying to do something for the homeless, and if I got $2, I'll split it with them. Because, I don't know, I've been blessed. Good Lord, I'm a country boy. I come out of the Georgia red clay woods. But I'm blessed.
All right.
I got three beautiful kids. My son was supposed to call me tonight, but he hadn't called me.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, my daughter just called me before I went on the air. And she said, oh, I forgot about you were going to be on the air. Aww. And my baby girl, she'll holler, well, Dad, I just forgot. But they still minds. I love them. But anyway, yeah. Ms. Andrew got a phone number?
813-553-9602.
There's somebody out there in the radio land, within WTAN listener, please give us a call. Let the young lady know how you feel about them. They have given their time to come to be on Entrepreneur Hour. And I am very proud just to have them, that they accepted my offer to come. And I think we could do more for them by, if somebody out there call and speak to these ladies, let them know that you would listen and you heard their cry.
727-441-3000.
727-441-3000. Amen. There you go. Give me a break, Bobby. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
All break. Right. Give me some rock music.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
We want you. I got to put the sign up there. The sign is call in. Let us hear from you. 727-441-3000. Call in and talk to us. Let us know that you listen to us out there. Ladies, we got a few minutes left. Miss Angel, I give you the last 3 minutes to say what you have to say. And if you want to stay the next hour, you're welcome.
Okay.
Let's all go right ahead.
I just want to encourage my cleaners. If you have a cleaning company, if you're aspiring, if you like to start a cleaning company, you should do it. And if you need some help, like if you need someone to talk to, you know, steer you in the right direction, then you need to pick up the phone and you need to call me, like, immediately right now. My phone number is 813-850-1521. This is a tough industry, but if you like, or rather love to clean, then you can be successful. My mom hired me. I had no choice but to do it right the first time. It was no do-over. So I appreciate her for grooming me to get to this point, because keeping a five-star cleaning service is very difficult because you're cleaning people's homes. You're going into their space. And to date, I have 42 keys to 42 clients' homes. I co-host 5 Airbnbs, and I am sharing all this wealth with all these other cleaners that I know. It's not just about me. It is about we, as Bernadette Fluellen always say, that's my girl. You know, the more you collaborate, the more potential you have. That's, you know, right. It's not a me thing. You know, you have to share your wealth, and you have to encourage other people and let them know that they can do exactly what you're doing, if not even better. And if you're starting a cleaning business, you want to go in delegating. Don't be like me. Don't work the business. Delegate the work and work smarter, and not harder.
One other question: if you have anything on your wish list that we can probably help you with here, from Gene Hodge and myself, who is the radio host, and I'm just a sit-in tonight. By the way, I'm sorry I didn't apologize to you. I'm not Gene Hodge. Gene Hodge is not here tonight. I'm holding the seat down. He passed the mic on to me, and I'm just trying to do what I can do.
Okay.
So, Miss Angel, if you have anything,
wish list is for workers.
Put it out there, because you'd be surprised people got what you want.
Yes. My wish list is workers, and instead of a bouquet, you can bring me a bundle of rags and Simple Green, because I love to clean with Simple Green. We're an eco-friendly cleaning company. We don't use any chemicals. It's very harsh on us. I want to live to see another day. So I found other options to clean and been very successful. And I would love for you to follow my daughter, Lovely. She took over my hair braiding business, Lock Styles, on Facebook and Instagram. My 17-year-old is a sous chef. He was on Bay News 9. He has award-winning collard greens that he will be selling on the 18th right at our house, because it's supposed to rain, but rain or shine, he is selling his collard greens. Follow Javen's Culinary on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and every other social media platform out there.
You are blessed.
Thank you.
Are these collard greens cooked?
They are cooked, and they are gumbo style.
I will come get some.
Please do.
I'm not cooking, and I love to cook collard greens, but I'm not going to cook it since you got a sushi in your house.
Yes, I do.
I'll be by to get some.
And lastly, if you'd like to donate to my son, Chef Javen, it is $CHEFJAVIN, Chef Javen. And shout out to my daughter Lovely, because girl, your mama couldn't do them clients, so thank you for taking over my hair braiding business making it your own.
Miss Shay, it's over to you. You got exactly 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Tell us about yourself, tell us what you're going, and
well,
at the end
what?
Of it, give us your wish list, and we'll holler out there and see if anybody got something to give you.
So I would like to say the name of my companies came up from my kids' initials. So it's AJAA, it's Alonzo, Jimmy, Aaliyah, and Andrea. So those are my 4 kids' name, and that's how I came up with my company name. My wish list is for people to come and want to work for me. I am a nice person, you know, I understand, I have patience, and I understand that things happen. So, you know, if you want to work and you're looking for a job, and you can be able to pass a level 2 background screening or have a high school diploma or a GED, most definitely come our way. We're looking for good people that want to work and actually want to succeed. I don't mind sharing on how I opened up my company with APD. It's a little limited because I be busy, but I don't mind guiding you on where and you can get the information that to open up your own company. And that's one thing I won't do is stop nobody from wanting to better themselves. So you can also call me, like I said, I'm limited because I be busy, but you can also call me and we can do that. And then as well as with the mechanic shop, like I said, come through and, you know, get your cars did and stuff like that. We do work with prices as well. We will give you a discount. Make sure you look for the little Tinkerbell with the little Harden, you know, signal, because we do have other mechanic shops that's around us. So we are, you know, in competition. Yeah, but I feel like there's no competition. Everybody needs money. Everybody needs business. So, you know, you come and check us out and we'll get you right. So, like I said, you could call me 727-563-4347 and book your car and we'll get it done for you.
Okay.
Awesome.
I guess we've heard it.
You've heard it.
Yeah. We've heard it.
You know, it's funny because you've been talking about how, you know, certain entrepreneurial endeavors come from a dream, some come from seeing a need, some come from a story, some come from, you know, a necessity. And it's interesting when you get to see of those different categories
come together. Come out of the family.
An entrepreneur that has something that's, oh, it's probably in the headphones there, the third one over, but they're, you know, a lot of them come, like when you take someone who's comes from a more of a dream or a passion, it's interesting to listen to someone whose idea comes from a need or something different, you know, a different source of him, so
somebody that wants,
and everybody's different with that.
That's right, everybody's different. So what can I say? It's we have 2 minutes left, and that guy will come on in a minute, sing a song.
Well, yeah, Frankie's hanging out here. I got him ready to go.
No.
He's not ready to sing for another 30 seconds. But.
Okay, but I know he's coming. But anyway. But
tell him about the next show.
Until the next show, we love you.
I love you too.
We love you
Appreciate you, Mr. Duke. Considering to come and help me put this show over. And hopefully we got somebody attention out there. And they be wanting you back.
I got her attention. She connected with me, and I connected with her.
Well,
yes.
Right.
That's a start right there. You can't
that's
do
right.
it. Yes. You can't beat that.
That is it right there. That's yes. dope. That's good. That's good. But there he is. There he is. But I want you to remember now, we do have another hour coming up. If you're going to be around, stick around, hang around, be with us for the next hour. And the next hour, we talk about helping someone to find an enjoyable job that they want to do. Not just a job, but an enjoyable job. That's what the Opportunity Hour is about. So, hang around. We'll be back. In how many minutes, Bobby?
In 6 minutes, we'll be right back.
6 minutes, we'll be right back.
Coming back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.